regardless of where you are, you know, where your standings are, you can never get too high or too low. So we, you know, keep battling the way we have, preparing the way we have, and keep working the way we have. I mean, you know, obviously there's two games left. We're looking to, you know, try to finish as strong as we can, and be professionals about it.
Is there a good theory on what's happening in the third quarter here lately?
I don't know. And honestly, I haven't really paid attention to it. You know, it is what it is. Obviously, it's not the year that we wanted to have. And there's things that we need to get better at. And, you know, we're going to continue to strive to get better at those things and hopefully turn the tide soon.
Last home game, obviously, coming up here. You can look around the league, you find teams with, you know, similar records probably wouldn't have the kind of fannies in the stands that you guys have had this year. What do you think about the way the fan support's been?
I mean, it's important. I think, you know, it goes hand in hand, you know, and this year, you know, for the fans to come out and support us like they have, given the certain situation that we've been in and the kind of season we've been having, I think that's awesome.
Now, obviously, Patriots is a you know, they're coming off a loss. They've got a lot to play for. What do you do to get ready for a team that's you know, been playing at a pretty high level?
Just keep practicing and playing the way, you know, playing the way we know how to play. Play Jaguars football. At the end of the day, it's not about any other team. It's about us. This year we've done some things to really hurt ourselves. And if we can eliminate those negative plays and plays that lose us games as opposed to plays to put us in position to win games, we'll be all right.
If you take the power poll of the teams you've played this year, you know, teams like Green Bay and Houston, these top teams, you've had some of your better performances.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we go out there and play Jaguar football and minimize the mistakes and go out there and do what we practice to do, then we'll be fine.
Our margins for error are so small that when we are a half step out of place, it ends up being a big gain, you know, or a big play for the other team. And, you know, those are the things that we just can't have. So from our standpoint, it's on us. You know, we have to play better football.
You think about what usually happens when teams have this kind of record, you know, massive change in the offseason, that type of thing out there.
I mean, since we just went through that last year, you know, I think we're all hoping that that's not going to be the case. But when you are as unsuccessful as we have been this year, you know, if things were to change, you can't. It's our fault. You know, it's our fault that we're in this type of situation. So, if that happens, that's part of the deal. You know, but with just bringing in a new staff, new coaches, I mean, I think that we would like to, you know, try to build on that.
You mean try to build on what you have right here, right now?
Yes.
Rather than
starting over again. Yeah. I mean, that's always tough to do. And we just did it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this year did not go the way that anybody wanted. But I think that we would like to build on the people and coaches that we have now in the building.
But, you know, that's not usually the way it goes in this league, not for long type of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I was saying. No, it's our fault we're in this situation. So if change does come, we don't have anybody but to blame but ourselves.
Mm-hmm.